Alright folks, welcome back to Daily Stokage. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to staying sharp, grounded, and let's be real, surviving this crazy thing called life. Now, I'm not gonna lie, relationships can be a battlefield sometimes, right? Misunderstandings, hurt feelings, communication breakdowns is enough to make you want to build a fortress of solitude and live off canned beans. But before you go full hermit mode, hear me out. Because today, we're diving deep into some practical strategies to level up your relationships and communication game. Because strong connections are what truly make life worth living, am I right? So, buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready to upgrade your interpersonal skills because these 5 key takeaways are about to blow your mind. 1. Active listening is your secret weapon. Ever felt like you're just waiting for your turn to speak in conversations instead of truly hearing the other person? That's a common trap, my friends. But active listening isn't just about nodding and saying aha. It's about focusing your full attention, asking clarifying questions, reflecting back what you hear, and showing genuine interest. Think of it like this. You wouldn't want to watch your favorite movie with the sound off, right? Same goes for conversations. 2. Empathy. The bridge builder. Putting yourself in another person's shoes is a superpower. Empathy allows you to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. When you practice empathy, you build bridges of understanding instead of walls of judgment. Remember that time someone was really stressed out and you just got it? That's empathy in action. 3. The power of I statements. You know those passive-aggressive digs that can poison a conversation faster than a bad batch of kombucha. Yeah, let's avoid those like the plague. Instead, try using I statements to express your feelings and needs clearly and respectfully. Instead of saying, "You always make me late, try I feel anxious when we're running behind schedule." See the difference? 4. Healthy boundaries. Your personal safe zone. Setting boundaries is like creating a personal safe zone. It's about communicating your limits and expectations in a way that respects both yourself and the other person. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone barge into your house uninvited, right? Same goes for your time, energy, and emotions. 5. Forgiveness. The ultimate freedom. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you more than them. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. It's a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Alright, picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends. The conversation starts to get heated, someone says something insensitive, and tensions rise. Instead of getting defensive or shutting down, remember these 5 strategies. Actively listen to understand their perspective, try to see things from their point of view, express your feelings calmly using a statement, set a boundary if needed, and ultimately choose forgiveness over holding on to resentment. Boom. You've just navigated that tricky situation with grace and maturity. And guess what? By practicing these strategies consistently, you can transform your relationships from stressful battles into rewarding connections. Think about it, wouldn't it be amazing to have more fulfilling friendships, stronger family bonds, and a happier, healthier social life? Remember, folks, building strong relationships is a continuous journey. It takes effort, patience, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, the rewards are worth every step of the way. So go out there, practice these strategies, and watch your connections blossom. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the love and wisdom together. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep those relationships flourishing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.